Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great and wonderful love. Thank you, Father God. We know in Adam, Father God, we lost the spirit that brings about the glory. We lost the fellowship of the Father and the Son, and so we lost the heaven's realities, the goodness. Your goodness for us. But thank you, Father God, that you so loved the world that you sent your Son. Thank you, Jesus, that you came not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And thank you that you came to the disciples and you came to Paul and you came to us, Lord. You called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, circumcised our heart to serve you. And thank you, Lord, that now we can partake of your spirit, partake of your fellowship, Father and Son, and partake of the heavenly blessings because we are translated into your marvelous kingdom. Thank you for this word of encouragement this morning, Lord, to know that everything's been done of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Are we in Christ, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness, everything pertaining to life and godliness, every heavenly blessing, Lord. Thank you, your kingdom, heaven, has come to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 to 18 and 4, verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from the one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, this is just so beautiful, you know. We have this ministry by the mercy of God. What is this ministry? You know, if we have this, we need to partake of this. We might have started off in the spirit and we're just falling into the flesh again, conforming ourselves to the pattern of this world. But we are not supposed to conform ourselves to the pattern of this world. We've been restored in every way back into the kingdom. We're not going to the kingdom. We are in the kingdom. We've been restored in every way to receiving from the Father and Son so as to arise and shine. So we can see we have this ministry. What is this ministry? Our hearts have been circumcised. He's taken that veil off our heart. He's taken that veil off our minds. When we called upon him, or you could actually say when he called us, we called upon him, we responded, and then we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So we're not going to the kingdom, or the kingdom's not still coming. The kingdom has come to the believer. Amen. You were translated into the kingdom, and you can see that Hebrews 12 from verse 22 right onwards there. And then you see the beauty of the kingdom. Hebrews 12 from verse 22. But I just want to go back now to the wonderful prophecies that John had when walking with the Lord. And he recorded it in John 14 from verse 15 right through to verse 23. You can read it there. And there the Lord tells him, he tells him in that, when you love me, you'll fulfill my commandments. So when you love the Lord, when you turn to the Lord, that is when you start doing that which you should be doing. You are in the light as he is in the light. And he says that the Holy Spirit is with you, but he will be in you. And we see that with Jesus telling them as well when he came back. He said, go and wait for the Spirit. And then the Spirit brings about the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then we see the beauty there. Jesus says, the Spirit will take that which is mine and reveal it to you. All that the Father has is mine. So Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And then it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And then John 14 goes on. And then when you embrace and when you take hold of what the Spirit says, then Jesus says, I will come. Jesus comes and makes his home with us. And not just Jesus, but the Father as well. Why? Because in John 12, it speaks about, if you serve me, if you follow me, the Father will also honor you, draw close. And therefore, it's a family reality. And it's confirmed nicely in 1 John from verse 2. You can read it there, where John says, what we have seen and heard, we declare to you. And where are they seen and they hearing? Our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and they speak to us. They reveal to us. And the message is that God is good, that the kingdom is here, that light is available. And then as you stay in the light, as you walk in the light, the blood of Christ cleanses you from all darkness. I've just tried to sum it all up, guys, quickly. But this is our ministry. We've been circumcised in the heart to serve the living God, guys. It's about a reality of the goodness of God that is here. We're not going to get married. We are married to the Lord to bear fruits to God by serving in the newness of the Spirit. And it's not just a one-day feast. We are already feasting from the realities of the kingdom of God, of the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything has happened. It's just staying in tune now, guys. Waking up morning by morning, receiving and walking conscious of God every minute, every second of the day. That's what it's all about, guys. The realities and the goodness is here. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.